Brady.
Arnie, Rich makes me want to throw up.
I know.
Arnie.
What's wrong with you? You're disgusting. You really are.
Thank you.
Rich.
Could you possibly be more full of it?
It's The Huddle.
Talk Turn about that down!
On 101.3 The Game.
I'm so sick of you, so sick of you.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in The Huddle. What about point three of the game as we move along on this Friday? Oh. Brady, let's get to a little J.J. Taylor, because he's going to have to be maybe a little bit part of this Patriots offense. I didn't even know if he was going to make the team.
I've never seen you actually want to get to a segment quicker than you just did.
The one thing I know.
So, Sony Michel injured. Patriots have a lot of running backs on their roster. I think they're going to cut Rex Burkhead, as sad as that makes me feel. The guy who could take his spot is your guy. 5'5". Undrafted running back out of your Arizona Wildcats, J.J. Taylor.
You know, they said he was supposed to be like a late round pick, so it wasn't that big of a shock. I thought somebody was going to take him 5'5", though, was the reason why. He is so fast. He was such a good player for Arizona. Every time he touches the ball, it was like 5 yards a pop, 5 yards plus. He needs to work on catching the ball out of the backfield, but he was our spark plug. When I said that the Patriots don't have a guy that is explosive that can take it 99 yards, he was what I was thinking about. I thought he'd have a shot at making the team. I think he has a really good shot at making the team now, but he's small. There's no doubt. He's a little powerful guy, but he is small.
Well,
for sure.
During the commercial break, Brady was showing some highlights of this kid, and I've never heard of him because I don't follow much college football.
Right.
But I'm thinking to myself, this must have been a first round or second round. And look, I know it's highlights, and all you're going to see is the positive stuff. But he is lightning through the line.
Yeah.
He's very fast.
You need that in the
NFL. He's a guy who helps on special teams, which is why maybe he can carve out a role with the Patriots too initially, in addition to maybe carrying the football at times or catching out of the backfield. He's a kick returner also, and he's a pretty darn good one. He returned 41 kicks for 1,000 yards and a touchdown in his career at Arizona, so he's a multifaceted back. The thing that surprised me, Arnie, when I hear a guy that's 5'5", I'm thinking, okay, this is a scat back, change of pace, catches the ball out of the backfield. He really didn't catch that many balls.
No, didn't catch it.
He only caught about 15 balls a season at Arizona. All his highlights are running the football and running through or running over people.
Yeah.
Totally different kind of player than I was expecting.
He's a little bit like Darren Sproles.
Said, good point.
Or Metcalf.
Who played at Kansas State. I mean, his size and the speed. But Sproles, I think, is a lot better, much better at catching the ball out of the backfield. I mean, he was tremendous. It's something he's got. He had 32 catches his last year. He played for Arizona. But Arizona was not a great team in the Pac-12. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But he's electrifying. If he has a step on anybody, it's going to be tough to catch somebody like him because, man, you just don't catch him from behind. Even if you're an NFL player, I don't care how fast you are, this guy's like has world-class track speed. I don't know if he ran track in Arizona, but he does have that type of world speed.
You mentioned Darren Sproles. I think that's a great comparison. What about, remember the old running back for Oregon, LaMichael James?
Yes, I do.
That's kind of who he reminds me of. He ended up playing with the 49ers as mainly a kick returner, too. If Taylor makes the team, he's going to have to be a guy who catches the ball out of the backfield. You're not getting 25 carries a game in the NFL at 5'5". And with the Patriots, because of all the guys they have, he wouldn't be in a position to get 25 carries a game anyways, but he needs to be a guy who can take over for that James White role, I think. He doesn't have to be quite as good out of the backfield as James White is, but when James White ages out of the Patriots, you're going to need a guy like J.J. Taylor to maybe come in and do some of what he does.
I see, like, all of a sudden the defense is, like, throwing everything at Stidham. Here they come with the full blitz, and what he needs to do is you have a little screen. And that's where J.J. Taylor is the best. That's the guy. You get him the ball, and everybody's, you know, he's got a screen and a couple blockers in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
He's going the distance. He's really very excitable. I mean, really exciting player to watch. I enjoyed watching him. I loved every time he touched the ball. And as you mentioned, Rich, you saw some of the highlights. He is pretty strong. He can't put his
people over.
But he's not going to do that so much in the NFL.
No, I understand that. He's not going to get, you know, 6'3", 240-pound linebacker.
But I do think he can go around He doesn't have to go up the middle every time. I think he can go around because he's got right. that type of
well,
speed.
Well, I mean, look, we may be wasting our breath here with this guy. He's an undrafted free agent, but if it's only because of his height and after what I just saw with that kind of burst through the middle and that kind of steamrolling of much, much bigger players, he's certainly somebody to keep in mind. Are we at the point now, especially with Sony Michel, where you're just looking at a running back by committee kind of situation? Is Damian Harris finally going to get his shot, and is this kid going to get a shot?
My first thought was going to be that maybe, like they did with James White prior and like they did with Damian Harris last year, maybe they do bring J.J. Taylor on and make him inactive on game day and kind of redshirt him. But if they are going to see him as a special teams player, they're going to need him there right away, and Burkhead played special teams. I just don't think Burkhead's going to be on this
team.
Did
you say it was a punt returner too, or just a kick returner?
In front of me, I see kick returners.
I don't remember him returning punts, but that doesn't mean he can't do that. So, but yes, he was a kick returner because they love the speed. It's all about the speed. Look, can you play in the NFL if you're only 5'5", though, Brady? Yes, I mentioned Sproles, but...
Now, wasn't Maurice Jones-Drew also very short?
Very tiny.
5'7", maybe?
But, you know, they're far and few between. When you're a running back, and they say 5'6". He's 5'5", 5'6". He's not tall at all. I don't know how you're going to be able to pull it off, though, you know?
Interesting on the text line from Ben in St. Albans, who remind us, remember, not just James White, but Deion Lewis, who the Patriots had. He was only 5'8".
Yeah.
Now, J.J. Taylor's 3 inches shorter than
him.
Yes,
yeah.
But Deion Lewis was able to be strong. He ran the ball, also caught it out of the backfield, also powerful. We got in. The thing they have both in common is quick first step and good cutting ability. If you want to, go watch the highlights of J.J. Taylor and just watch some of the moves he made stopping on a dime, because it's very, very impressive what he was able to do to linebackers and stuff in space.
I wonder if the Patriots – look, like I said, I always thought they needed another running back, but I didn't think they needed to take one early. So they were probably looking at him, because they signed him immediately. And it was a good place for him to sign today. If, you know, if Sony Michel doesn't get it done – he's got a job. 802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on in. 2 hours are in the books. The Power Hour coming up next. First, Brady will tell you what's trending. Then we'll get to the Power Hour. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.